Welcome to All Things Zion, where we embody honor, holiness, and heavenly places.
I'm Eileen.
And I'm Germany.
And we are
the Dynamic Duo. In today's episode, we will be discussing all things worship. So if you're interested in learning the intention behind worship and understanding the music industry from a spiritual perspective, please go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button so you can join the family. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's go. Let's go. He gives them mercy, gives you mercy to your last breath. He's always calling because his love, it never ever ends. Welcome back to our podcast. I was going to say channel, but if you're watching on YouTube, channel as well. Right. Welcome to All Things Zion, you guys. As you can see, we have two very special guests joining us today. We have Jess and Tony. But before we introduce them, we're going to get straight started with prayer.
Yes. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the opportunity you've given us to come here again and make another episode. And thank you actually even more for the opportunity of having such special honorable guests here with us. Also, brother and sister in Christ, Father God, I pray that you bless this episode, Lord. I pray that as always, the Holy Spirit is the one that speaks through us, Father in heaven. And I pray that as always, this is an edifying just time for all of us and also in fellowship, and that you receive all the glory and only you, Father, and the honor that you deserve. Thank you, Father in heaven. And we love you and pray this in your son's precious name, Jesus. Amen.
We have, like we mentioned, Jess and Tony with us. They're actually married. They've been married for 14 years and they have three beautiful children well. They've been in the faith for about 18 years and they've been doing music that glorifies the Lord for about 10 years. Wow. So we decided to bring them on because with this topic of worship and music, we feel like they have a lot of insight to share with us and their perspective is just very great. You know, they have great testimonies when it comes to the music industry. So do you guys want to share anything from right off the bat that may be coming to mind that you would like our audience to know about you guys?
Just wanted to say thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. We appreciate you guys very much and how the Lord is just using you guys in the podcast.
Thank you.
We pray that he continues to bless it. And thank you. Kind words. We would love to just add whatever we can to what you guys are already doing, considering worship and just praising the Lord. That's all we're looking to do here together. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
It's definitely a pleasure having you guys here. Amen. So thank you for being here. And we're gonna get in a little bit. We're gonna get in a little more into, you know, Jess and Tony sharing more about their kind of experience. You know, prior to coming to Christ with music and now how they're using it to glorify the Lord, as was said.
We see it all over the Bible, how worship was used for the Lord. Like, that's it, right. Was used to connect with the Lord, to praise the Lord, to honor the Lord with, you know, just whether it's dancing or expressing ourselves through music, like whatever it was, like that was always the intention.
Amen.
From the get-go. Amen. But as we know, right, Satan came into play and he unfortunately was envious of the Lord and he was greedy and he just wanted to take that place. And because of that, he turned the term worship into, yes, we can worship the Lord, but now people are worshiping Satan through music.
Right.
So we just want to point out that again, Satan was cast down for envying God and he wanted to take his place. Mm-hmm. So that's why everything that he does here on earth is a counterfeit of God's kingdom. He uses music to deceive people's minds and to lead them astray into drugs, sex, depression, profanity, objectifying men and women, etc. You know, like all these kinds of sins are just being glorified now through music. And interesting enough, I was watching a video of a pastor, and her name is Stephanie Aiken, and she shared how demons need a place to live. Mm-hmm. So for them, using people for music is like a release. Like, we need to release this somewhere, and it comes across in the type of music, you know, that he influences. And in that same accord, music hypnotizes people. And then that's why we start to internalize the lyrics. We start to catch on to the beat. Right. And it just sticks with mm-hmm. us. And we're like, oh, why do I keep thinking of this song? Mm-hmm. It's because it hypnotizes us. Mm-hmm. And that's the effect that yeah. the enemy has had on the industry and just worship as a whole.
And like you said, it is, that's the exact word. That's what it is. It's affects us spiritually, right? But also emotionally, mentally, and just as a whole, right? And just not too long ago, maybe like what, 2 months ago or something, we were in a restaurant with Germany, and I won't say the artist's name, but secular music was playing, and it just was, the beat was so catchy. I didn't even realize how in the sense could have been hypnotizing me, right? I didn't even realize until I caught myself like humming to it, and I didn't catch myself for a while until Jordan was like looking at me, and then we just kind of like, I think we both caught on or something. We started laughing and like, oh my goodness, I just totally like was in this zone and I didn't even realize it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, it doesn't just affect the non-believer; it can affect believers as well. So we just have to be really, really cautious, like Germany said.
I think, if you guys want to chime in, feel free. I think an example of that is how you can hear a song and it'll just bring you mentally to a place, you know, like you said, many, many years ago. And you wonder, like, how am I thinking about this? How is it that I've come to, you know, entertain the thought of whatever I might have been doing at that time many years ago? And it's just the song just kind of brings you back to that time, that place, right. Wherever it was with that person, mm-hmm. and all these different mm-hmm. kinds of things. So music is so influential.
It is. Oh my goodness. And I'll share a story. You know, I was just listening. I was trying out like, you know, the different contemporary Christian music, and I came across an artist. I can't remember the artist's name, but either way, I was like having a hard time. I was struggling a little bit because it kind of sounded like trap, like reggaeton, kind of. And it was really hard. It made me struggle because I was, like you said, it took me to a time and a place where I'm just like, no, I got to get my mind out the gutter. You know, I can't. Nope. I got to rebuke this. And so it goes to say that we do have to be mindful. Mm-hmm. And again, being self-aware and having that insight that just because, you know, this particular song or particular artist might have made me struggle, it doesn't mean it's going to make, you know, y'all struggle. So it depends, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Just kind of having that insight.
I used to listen to like Eminem, right? Mm-hmm. That drive of that anger. And mm-hmm. I would always put him on and DMX just to work out because of the emotion of the strength that he would give me through the music.
Wow.
So sometimes a lot of people that do go to work out in the gyms, I know they may probably be listening to real heavy stuff just to get that adrenaline in their body to get it moving. So for me, I've learned that, you know, not to kind of listen to those kinds of music and just really go into gospel music that has kind of almost the same hype, but without the negativity behind it as well.
That's good. That's so true. That's so true.
Yeah.
What about you, Germany? Your experiences with music.
I was sharing with Eileen that one time we had a conversation nearly about music. How I think I definitely have gotten better when it comes, like, now I honestly, the only thing I crave is Christian music. Amen. Like, I just don't crave anything else. But it's kind of hard because when you're like with other people, the non-believers, and they're playing certain things, and you're kind of like, like my spirit is just like, you're not accepting this. But then it's like, what do you say, you know? Like, you just tell them, oh, well, I don't, you know, turn this off. Or like, it's just the approach. So sometimes you just kind of have to like either step away from the situation or just ride through it and then, you know, make better decisions moving forward. But I was sharing with Eileen how, right, like, now they have, like, certain remixes where they will turn, like, regular secular music into, like, Christian music. And there's this one particular one. I don't know if you guys are aware. Should I say the name? Or maybe. But there's a very famous Spanish artist, and his song is, like, known worldwide. Oh. It's a really degrading song, like, just not the best song. But they turned it into a Christian version. But for some reason, because I already knew the original lyrics, I was like, yeah, I find myself going back to the original lyrics because I just, this is how I was introduced to this song and to this beat. Right, so I was telling her, I'm like, even though now it's like Christian, I just can't listen to it because I can't make that, you know.
You have that memory.
That memory, it's so associated that I can't disconnect it. So I find it interesting how that happens. It's like, again, going back to how it hypnotizes you.
There's a reason why God says, like, we have to be very mindful of, you know, what goes in through the eyes and what goes in through the ears, and then it goes to the heart, right? And then we're catching ourselves now sinning. And then, you know, furthermore, if we keep, I guess, indulging in that, for lack of a better word, usually what tends to happen is that now we're going to take it a step further. Now it's just not in our thoughts. It's just going to manifest itself physically, perhaps, you know, and that goes for most kinds of sins or any.
Germany had mentioned about the way that the more that actually you're in the word, it's like, and you're craving God's word, you want to now balance it with also listening to good music as well. And it reminds me of that scripture of in Psalms 42:1, where it says, the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. And so the more that I'm in God's word and the more that I'm listening to, you know, Christian music, it gives it a beautiful balance to my soul. I can't go from listening, you know, to crazy music or whatever, worldly music, to the now getting into my God, in God's word. I can't function. There's just there's an interference that ends up happening, or vice versa. You know, you just finish being in God's word and all of a sudden now you want to listen to regular music.
And I think that that reminds me of also a scripture just that I wanted to share, just again speaking about the power of music that and the influence, like you said as well, Tony, earlier. So the scripture is 1 Samuel 16:14. It starts there, so bear with me. It's 14-17. So it says, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said to him, surely a distressing spirit from God is troubling you. Now, I'm going to pause there real quick because, you know, for some, especially non-believers, they might be like, well, is God the one purposely giving these troubling spirits to him? It's not what it's saying. It's what it's saying that when we grieve the Holy Spirit, when we do something to grieve the Holy Spirit, and we're, you know, the light can be mixed in with the darkness. So what ends up happening is we're grieving the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit has left, and now we're making room to invite these dark spirits, right? So that's what it's saying. So now let me continue with the scripture. Let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp, and it shall be that he will play it with his hand when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be well. So Saul said to his servants, provide me now a man who can play well and bring him to me. And they're referring to David. So David was brought, and in essence, David was able, with the kind of music that he played for him, and he used the harp specifically, it was something soothing. He was also a man after God's own heart, correct? And so that being said, just, we have to be mindful. What is this teaching? Is with scripture. Just like, you know, that godly music was able to counteract those demonic forces, right, and soothe him. What happens then when we listen to things that are basically overseen by the enemy, by the devil, right? Then we're inviting those kinds of demonic spirits.
Can fresh water come out of a bitter spring, or bitter water come out of a fresh spring? A fresh spring will only produce fresh water. And it goes to what you were saying a little while ago about you can't do one thing and be in the Lord in it, and then all of a sudden go, the spirit will not let you enjoy you going and listening to secular music after being in the Lord, spending time with him, the same way that someone who doesn't know the Lord at all is not going to want to spend time with him. You're kind of putting yourself in that place of an unbeliever. You're acting like an unbeliever, really, right? You're being double-minded. And the Lord is just, he's not going to bless, the Spirit is not going to bless that. If you're going to be in the Lord, then you need to be, like we're saying, in all things in the Lord, whether that be through your eye gate, ear gate, you're right, the things you're watching, the things you're listening to, all these different kinds of things. The Spirit, the Lord wants all of us and every mm-hmm. part of us. So mm-hmm. he's not going to let us enjoy. That's actually a quote. That the Lord does not let his children sin successfully. Mm-hmm. He will mm-hmm. not allow us to. When mm-hmm. we sin, we should be in misery. So when we're listening That's to secular true. Music, the Lord would make it that we would feel bad in yes. listening to it, that there would be conviction from the Spirit right. and say, you know, you're not supposed to be listening to this. This yes. is not edifying. This is not of me. You're listening to things that are against who I am and how I want you to live.
I think it goes with people too, that they don't understand why they feel like sad or depressed. Mm-hmm. Not, it can be like right after listening to a song, but it can probably be sometimes throughout their day, they're doing something and then they're realizing there's a decline happening mm-hmm. in their spirit. It went from you were praising, you were good in the morning, and then you're going upon your day and you're realizing certain thoughts are coming into your mind. You're starting to feel mm-hmm. some kind of depression or like sad, and you're like, I don't know why I'm feeling sad today. Like, everything was pretty good today. I don't know. But there's like this sadness that starts happening, and you have to self-reflect, like, Lord, what am I doing, you know, that I'm starting to feel this way? Mm. What did I allow in my heart?
Wow.
And we are leaking vessels, like you're saying. So it can also be, that's why we pray for a fresh filling of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Fill me afresh. Because like you're saying, in the morning, I might have been strong. I prayed. I started the day off correctly. Yep. But then as I'm driving, you know, someone cut me off and these different things throughout the day, something at work happened. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, now you've kind of been beat up in the day. And like we're saying, especially speaking about worship, worship tends to be something that can uplift your soul.
Yes,
so if you would throw on some worship music and be in the Spirit and praise the Lord, you can get out of that kind of funk that you were in a little while ago. Worship yes. music is so helpful, so useful.
Wow. No, thank you so much for sharing those perspectives. I think it's so powerful, like you said. And definitely it's convicting. I could definitely speak to that. Because, like, I think I've done, praise God, there's been a drastic improvement in terms of me staying away from certain types of secular music. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it's been kind of like discovering the process of like, okay, I've eliminated, I would say, for the most part, secular music that I know is not pleasing to God. But then there's other, like, for example, I was reading this whole article even to prepare for the material for this episode, and it was talking about like, are all secular music bad? And so we were talking about like, it was talking about like, for example, let's just say my, you know, planning the wedding, all that kind of thing, trying to look for a playlist, right? Mm-hmm. And looking for, say, the what's going to be our dance, right? So I at first was like kind of struggling with that, because I'm like, ooh, like, is this okay? Is that okay? And I'm like, okay, I need to calm down a little bit. It's not supposed mm-hmm. to be a burden. You know, mm-hmm. music is a gift from God. So mm-hmm. as long as it's honoring him, mm-hmm. God is love. And he, you know, he's happy about marriage, about that's a covenant, right? Mm-hmm. He's blessing that. So I'm like, you know what? As long as it's not going to be triggering to anyone, it's not talking about sin. It's a loving, pure song, even if it's secular music. And that way, it's not bad. It's not sinful.
Like, sometimes we'll go to the beach and, like, I'll play Mark Anthony, play some salsa on the way out to the beach, for example. Right. Like you said, as long as it's not a song where the lyrics are clearly provocative or something along those lines,
violent. Promoting violence and things or like rage, anger.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I do it even with my kid, with our kids, because it's like I want them to know about their Spanish roots.
Exactly.
So, I need you guys to know what salsa and bachata are, you know, merengue.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes we'll throw it on in the car as well. So you're right. I believe as long as it's not dishonoring the Lord.
Right.
It's done innocently.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think even for me too, like, I didn't do away with all secular music, but I just learned to kind of nitpick and sort through like, okay, this is directly like demonic versus this is just, you know, it may not necessarily mention God, but it's, you know, it's a nice song, or like the lyrics, you know, are just exactly. more edifying.
Yeah, we can't get to the point of legalism where right, it's like, exactly, you know, exactly. if you hear someone, oh, you're playing Sade, you know, that's totally against the Lord because it's not God, isn't there aren't godly lyrics in it, and that's not necessarily true. Again, you know, it could secular music can be still be helpful in getting you through mm-hmm. Tough times and things like that. Of course, we would prefer godly music right. and right. Worship music and things right. of that nature. But again, we can't get so strict caught to the exactly right? to the point where it would be like, you know, no, you cannot listen or watch anything for that matter, mm-hmm. you know, of anything that is not, you know, that'd be like saying right. to somebody like, well, you can't watch a basketball game on TV. Right. What does basketball have to do with glorifying the Lord? You know, I mean, true, mm-hmm. the Lord gave mm-hmm. them their talents. Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm not trying to do that exactly. Now. So you start to walk that tightrope of, yeah. you know, then you would have to throw so many things out the window. And I don't mm-hmm. think the Lord wants for us to live in that kind of a way.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can hear something and God still uses it for good as well mm-hmm. at that mm-hmm. moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always has to be. Like clean cut as far as like that you won't find the Lord in that because it's the
this
same thing
true.
As, even as a mm-hmm. movie right mm-hmm. we could be watching a movie and I can still interpret a film and see it yeah. as a spiritual true. Meaning mm-hmm. for me
yep. I'm sure you guys know you're in the music industry right it's gotten to the point where right now like artists are just so open with like admitting like yes we are worshiping Satan like we're mm-hmm. Satan worshipers and I think that's the scary part mm-hmm. that like if you look back then decades ago right people wouldn't openly say oh I'm doing witchcraft on stage or like oh no those things are detestable mm-hmm. I'm not doing it you know even if they weren't believers but now people they may say that but they're still attending certain concerts and where they're literally openly like witchcraft
yeah exactly.
and where the artists themselves are admitting like yes this is who I'm following Satan mm-hmm. this is who I belong to mm-hmm. and I just think it's just so sad but also like people need to be aware of like who are you following what spirit yes. you know is behind the artists mm-hmm. that you listen to exactly. especially when they're being so explicit about what they're doing
like mm-hmm. you said there's some that are just outright stating that this yeah. is what I'm doing. And then we were just talking about it, that there are even Christians who go and support these artists, and now that is different than what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about innocent music that can right. still be used and be helpful to you, not where something where the message is clearly against the Lord. Now that, right. of course, now that's not being legalistic. Now that's just, in a sense, being foolish. You know, for right. you to go and. Listen to music that is clearly dishonoring the Lord or listening and supporting an artist who has clearly said that they're not about the Lord. They don't care about him. They don't love him and some of these kinds of things. That is just that's just not wise. And of course in the other direction, we obviously don't want to get to the point where we would think that anybody who is doing those kinds of things, that we would say that we would look at them and judge them mm-hmm. or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But the scriptures clearly tells us that we're in the world, but not of the world. It's very different for you to think that you're in the world and you're of the world, because then it's like, so then where does your Christianity and your beliefs in God's word and mm-hmm. honoring him, where does that then come into play? Are you just double-minded, like James speaks about, to not be. Are you trying to play the line and be on both sides of it? You know, right. being kind of a lukewarm Christian. Exactly.
We had to make the decision, especially as a family, mm-hmm. where the line is drawn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So there's just because we're also, you know, we have our kids, and we have to protect their ears and their eyes, and mm-hmm. so we're very careful with what they're being exposed to. Like, even right now, my daughter would come home from school and she wants to put on, you know, a certain song. So I'm like, let me hear that song first. Like, what are you listening to? You know, I'm trying to chime in more in her life as far as what kind of music she's listening to, because I don't know what she's being exposed to now in school. And the fact that she was already homeschooled for so long. So now she's like in this, she's, you know, being exposed yes. to like a lot of different personalities and characters. So for me as a mom, and I feel like he feels the same way, that we need to guard our kids all the time.
Right.
And just have them bring it to us. Like, what are you listening to? Okay, well, she let me hear a song one day, and I was just like, you know, it just sounds a little depressing. Like, I'm starting to feel sad. Like, why do you need to hear this? You know, so it's getting to understand where are you at, you know, with it as well. Why you are drawn to this kind of music. And just kind of show her then, well, if you like how she sounds as she's singing, well, I can introduce you to this artist. She sounds very similar to that kind of style. Right. So, I mean, this is, we got to really be careful. Really be careful.
Same way that we were talking about how secular music can bring you to a negative place and a memory that you may not want to conjure up. Worship music can also be used in the opposite way that we can make memories. Like I can still remember maybe 13, 14 years ago, my first time hearing Christian rap. Like I can literally remember me sitting in a friend's car and him introducing me to Christian rap music. That I can think of it like if it was yesterday, the same way that secular music can do that. So it's like we can make new memories with worship music to bring these godly memories as well, right? To bring me back to a place of like, that is an awesome memory, not a memory where I was doing something I wasn't supposed to.
So good. And that's part of your testimony. You want to tell us a little bit more?
That there, I remember a brother, Carlos, who is actually Jessica's best friend's husband. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting in the car with him one day and him throwing on Christian rap music. And I had never heard of it before. I was maybe saved 2 years at the time. And no one had ever told me about Christian rap music. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it. I was very much into secular rap when I was in the world. And it's interesting that once I was saved, it's like I kind of felt like I don't know what to listen to anymore. I know I can't listen to secular rap, but I don't know of any substitute for it. So it was always contemporary worship. You know, it was, you know, just kind of the well-known bands and things like that. So when he introduced me to Christian rap, I fell in love with it for two reasons. One, of course, being edified by it. And then the second one, me being a secular rapper, I had never thought of now rapping for the Lord. And that's where that began. Listening to other Christian rappers made me feel like I can do this as well. And that's where it started. I remember me being at work and putting on music and starting to write.
And when I got saved, all I had was Cross Movement. Yeah. One rap group that I had, like, and I would replay the tape over and over. So when he got introduced to all this music, I'm like, yes, there's more out there. I was like so excited because I love rap too, you know?
Right.
And I thanked Carlos. Carlos brought me to, again, still early on, to a men's prayer night. I was still so new. I remember being so nervous to pray in front of other men. And another brother went outside. And I guess because of my prayer, like he knew I was new to the faith, and he brought me outside to his car. And it's kind of funny because they were all bootleg CDs, but they were all of Christian rappers, and so he's giving me like, here's this guy and this guy, and this, he gave me about 10 CDs, and he out of his own collection that he was listening to in his car, and he said, I just want to bless you with these, and he gave them to me. And I remember listening to them, and again, just being so surprised that Christian rap existed. Yeah. And then, of course, being blessed and edified by the music to this day now, you know, so many years later, still so blessed by how the Lord can use that genre of music that I thought was only about, you know, negative things.
Right. Tell us a little more about your like stage names, your artist names, and just a little bit more.
I go by Jay Sky.
Jay Sky, and I go by Flame On. And Flame On was my secular rap name, and it meant something completely. Flame On is actually what the Human Torch says when he lights on fire. So you know, the Marvel character. So that was my name, stage name back then. And then when I was saved and began rapping for the Lord, I changed the meaning of it, and it became Flame On. Just means that I want to be on fire for God.
Amen.
And so that those are our stage names, and we're in a group with three other people. Their names are Prophecy, Joyful Noise, and TJ Noble. So, and we're all collectively in a group called Focused on Forever.
Well, I just released a song called Let Me Obey You. It's on YouTube already.
It's wonderful, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That song was really God-given because I just wrote it really within one day. And that doesn't always happen, that process. I'm noticing that as I'm writing music, it's coming in different ways. It can take days. It can take, you know, a week or so. I'm noticing the process can be different. So I'm truly blessed that the Lord had actually given me the lyrics really with one day of just singing it over and practice and writing it down and looking at the words. And so it's a true blessing. So yes, there is other songs, other new things coming up.
Joyful Noise just came out with a song called On My Knees. We're actually two couples actually, because it's me and my wife, and then him and his wife, Prophecy and Joyful Noise, and they came out with a song together called Here I Am. So these songs are all on our page, on a YouTube page, and things like that. So we're just looking to make music to glorify the Lord, and There's really, we're not looking to get signed. We're not looking for exposure or anything along those lines. We truly just want to be able to make music that glorifies God and that blesses those who hear it, whether that be it just edifying them or bringing them to the Lord or anything, however the Lord wills to use it. But that's our only purpose in making the music.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Right. And stay tuned till the end so you guys can hear a little snippet of their songs.
So I think when I discovered that, you know, I had a passion for music and singing, which was really by like fifth grade, I believe, or even younger, where my music teacher was really encouraging me to continue. And, you know, we were singing as a class and he was always putting me, you know, as the front line to sing. But I give it really to him, of him encouraging me to really notice my gift. Because even though you can have a passion and you love singing, but you're singing in your room to yourself or your friends and you're like playing around. But then really realizing like, I really love music and I love singing. So yes, I did some music stuff in the world as I grew up and really wanted to be discovered and be famous and all those things, because I think all those things are always exposed to us as we're watching TV and we think that that's what we have to be or have to become. And plus you think about your family, you think about the money that it brings, you know, if you get discovered. So all those things obviously changed when you get saved. The Lord gives you a new desire, right? In your heart. So for me, once I got saved, it was a huge battle in the beginning, because you're recording with rappers and you're recording in studios that nothing there honors the Lord, right? Smoking is happening, all these activities. So I knew in my heart that once I got saved, this cannot be like the lifestyle I'm going to continue. So I had to find a way and really gather with other people that are doing godly music. And that happened a little bit more towards college, is where I kind of got the experience more in being in a group. Because I was like in a club, you know, like one of those elective classes or whatever. So you just join the club, and I found that there was other believers, and we were like, let's do some songs for worship and stuff like that. So that's really where the passion started becoming. And just really from there, when I met my husband and then discovered that eventually he loves rapping and music, I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
That's so cool that you both have similar interests.
I don't think it's one of those things that we discussed while we were dating either.
Me and Prophecy, we began to make music together. Berean Bars, which is me, Prophecy, and TJ Noble. So it's really like a group within a group. So Berean Bars is a 3-man group, and then our wives, which is Jay Sky and Joyful Noise. That's when we decided, well, they can't join Berean Bars, and you know, this is a 3-man group. So we said, why don't we come up with a name for the five of us? And that's where the Lord just brought the name of Focused on Forever. But so me, Prophecy, and TJ Noble, we were making music, and then we got Jace guy on the song, and we were like, wow, this is actually like really good. You know, we can, if anything, we can put her on the hooks for all the songs and we'll rap. And then I'm always so used to calling them, so Prophecy's wife, they get married, and a similar thing happened there as well, where we're making music already, and then we end up, you know, he knows she can sing, and she ends up getting on a track, and now here we are. I think we've probably made about 30 songs.
Wow.
And I would say probably about maybe half of them have one of our wives or both of our wives on the songs.
That's so beautiful. So
it's like keeping it in the family. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so it's been really cool. We've been having a great time doing it. We love just honoring the Lord through the gifts that He's given us.
Amen. I love that. What would you guys say to people who may look at that and say, like, isn't rap like not Christian? Like, let's talk about genres. Mm-hmm. Like, what do we say about different genres? Like, what is our take on that?
There's like stigmas. With these certain kinds of genres. So I have met people that as soon as they hear anything about rap, whether it's Christian rap or not, that they're turned off from it. They don't even want to give it a chance. Mm-hmm. And we were talking a little bit about that, right? And that's fine. We need to be okay with that.
Right.
Because we don't know what rap music has done to them, in a sense, you know, and that's kind of the way it needs to be worded, because secular rap music is so destructive in the message that it gives that we really don't know how it has hurt people. So when they hear about Christian rap, we can't expect all of a sudden that they would be all in, because secular rap has already tainted the message that rap music at all would bring, even though it is lyrics that may be edifying and godly and things like that. So
I think when I'm writing, I try to make sure that I'm not sounding very provocative or very sexy in my song. So it's like very similar in the sense of being mindful, really, how I'm coming out in my style in my songs as well. That it doesn't sound too much like the world, but yet focus on what I'm saying, you know?
Right.
Because I'm really telling a story, or it could be an experience, but at the same time, I really want the words to really touch hearts out there, you know, that it could be relatable because it's real. And then also just that is changing your life at the same time, because that's God's word.
Wow. Amen.
An approach that we've taken in making our music over the years has been that we're just worshiping the Lord. We just happen to be recording it, and we're letting others hear it, right? Mm-hmm. So the songs are made and things, but really it's a direct worship. It's really just us writing lyrics, whether it be rapping or singing, unto the Lord. The lyrics are for Him. It's literally just, Lord, this song is for You. Mm-hmm. It's as simply as that can be put. Like, Lord, this song is for You, but we're gonna record it, and others hopefully will be blessed and edified by it. But that's kind of the approach we've taken with our music.
Well, it's good that you mentioned edification.
Yes.
Like, does the music edify people?
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
And I love just that you also pointed out, like, it's not just the lyrics, but it's what is the spirit behind it, right? Like you mentioned, being a woman, right? That you don't want to come across too sexy or overly provocative.
Yep.
That's the spirit behind it, which is something that we also find in a lot of secular music, where it's that they may not necessarily say something provocative, but we know, like, you want to be enticing.
Yes.
You know, there's a there's
it's
an agenda
seductive,
behind it, right? So I love that you brought that up. Like, we are called to be set apart, and our music, you guys' music, since you make music, should stand out in a great way, in a positive way. You know, we should be the light. We should stand out in all of this darkness. So I love that you guys pointed that out. That it's really just like the spirit behind it.
Amen.
Where is our heart? Why are you doing what you're doing? You know,
and our voices are instruments. I know that you sing. Not everyone may be given the gift of rapping and putting words together, and some may not be as good as others. That's just the way that is, whether it be in singing or rapping. But there's no doubt in my mind that the Lord is blessed when even someone who may not have the most beautiful voice lifts up her voice to the Lord and sings to him, that he is not pleased in that. I, no one can tell me otherwise. You know, I know that the Lord is blessed in seeing his children worship him.
Wow, that's good.
Lift up their voices to him.
That's right. God doesn't look at, like, necessary our skill.
Exactly.
Right? No, like,
exactly. He knows us perfectly. Right. He knows you may not have given me the, personally,
the vocal cords.
I wish I could sing. I do. I've told my wife so many times. I wish that I could sing. I really do. I wish that I could sing, but I don't have that gift. But I sing. I told my wife, no, literally today, the Lord gave me two lines, and I sang them over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it was just about his glory. And I don't know why he did, but I was blessed by it. I was tremendously blessed by it. And I was just singing with my bad voice. I was just lifting it up to him. And like you just said, Germany, the Lord is not looking. I know he's not looking at me singing with my horrible voice and saying, I don't receive that, or, you know, you're not doing it correctly. Mm-hmm. But rather, I believe that my Father is pleased in seeing his Son just lift up his name.
In Ephesians 2:10, it says, I am his masterpiece. So when I think of, you're right, how the Lord shapes us, we're the clay, he's making us and things like that. Mm-hmm. So when I'm writing music, and I'm pretty sure Joyful Noise as well, we try not to be put in a box either of, like, what's the style, what's this, who am I in this creativity, but just understand that our music is going to sound different. We're not going to be put in a box, because our stuff could be a little bit opera-ish, it could be whatever, classical. So we're not looking to be like just R&B. It's whatever the Lord, I guess, is putting in our heart. And the beat that we're falling in love with to be creative in that moment.
Being led by the Spirit.
Being led. Wow. Exactly. If you are a person that is probably struggling with either listening to worldly music or gospel, and you're debating, like, you may be saying to yourself, I don't find an issue with that. I encourage you guys to lean towards the truth, God's word. Or if you're a artist, coming up artist, and you're trying to write music, just be filled in the Spirit. Just continue being God's word, right? The more we seek him, the more he gives us his Spirit. Mm-hmm. So, right, there's a scripture that says that, right? He will give you your heart's desire. Mm-hmm. And I think once we surrender, what we're trying to figure out in our life or in our future, if we really just surrender to the Lord, he's going to put all those things into place and into perspective on what you're calling and what you're destined to be, whether it's musically or even a regular artist, sketch artist. It doesn't matter what your talent is. Just be all in the Lord, and he's going to just bless you in that.
All I'll add is there is so many different genres of Christian music, especially nowadays, that there really is no excuse. I remember so many people early on telling me, I listen to secular music because of the beat. That's always what they would say. It's the music. It's not so much the lyrics. And that's not true anymore, at least today. Mm-hmm. Today, you can hear solid, great Christian music with godly lyrics. So that, like we were saying a little while ago, so that you would not be tempted to listen to secular music that does not edify, but rather you can really fill your day with contemporary worship, Christian rap, Christian, there's everything Christian, Shadasak, like we were talking about a little while ago, like, there's literally, every genre of music, and then you obviously have to find the one that fits you, because we were also saying, not everything is for everybody. Some may not like in bachata, Christian bachata or whatever, because it brings them back to whatever, dancing seductively back in the day, it's just the way that it is. But then another person may be able to listen to that and truly be blessed by it. So that would just be my encouragement to your viewers, that there really is no reason why you should have to listen to any music that would not glorify the Lord, because there's so much content, there's so much opportunity, even content even in watching things. It doesn't even have to be music. I mean, we have Pure Flix in the house. We just watch Christian movies because there are so many that are made. That again, there's really no reason to say, well, we have to go watch this. Well, we don't have to go watch this mm-hmm. because we actually have these Christian options over here. So just an encouragement. Again, I know none of us are looking to be legalistic or to beat anybody up for doing those kinds of things. But at the same time, there is so much that the Lord is doing and how he's using people so greatly that we really have no reason to go to the world and its resources when, by God's grace, we have our own.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. That was so good. It was so edifying to us.
God bless you guys' ministry. Fun.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to leave all their information in the description box if you guys want to check them out. We'll also insert a little clip of, you know, preview of their music. We hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. As always, we pray that God keeps you, that he shines his face upon you. Amen. We're signing off. The Dynamic Duo.
No matter what it costs, he paid the way to save and make the change for all.
No, he won't take a loss. He will reap the harvest. And through this music, we will sow seeds the farthest.
And when you know you're ready, call on his name, Yeshua. And when your knees are bowed, receive his powers, we'll walk.